Na kraju Dvapara Juge sam od mog oca, Šila Dvajpajana Vjasadeva, učio ovaj slavni dodatak vedske književnosti po imenu Šrimad Bhagavatam, koji je ravan svim vedama. Smisao. Ovdje Šila Šukadeva Gosvami potvrđuje svojim ličnim primjerom da većinom najviši transcendentalisti koji su izvan nadležnosti pravila i ograničenja slave i slušaju o vrhunskoj božanskoj ličnosti. Pošto je Šukadeva Gosvami bio priznata oslobođena duša i najviši transcendentalista, prihvatili su ga svi mudraci koji su bili prisutni na skupu za vreme posljednjih 7 dana života Maharadže Parikšita. Navodi svoj sobstveni primjer kako su ga privukla gospodinova transcendentalna dela, a Šrimad Bhagavatam je naučio od svog oca, slavnog Šri Dvajpajane Vjasadeva. Šrimad Bhagavatam, kao i svaka druga naučna literatura, ne može da se proučava kod kuće prema sobstvenim intelektualnim sposobnostima. Knjige iz oblasti medicine, anatomije ili psihologije mogu da se nabave u knjižarama, ali niko ne može da stekne lekarske kvalifikacije samo čitanjem takvih knjiga kod kuće. Potrebno je da se upišemo na medicinski fakultet i proučavamo ih pod nadzorom učenih profesora. Slično tome, Šrimad Bhagavatam, postdiplomsko proučavanje nauke o božanskoj ličnosti, može da se spozna samo ako se proučava pod okriljem lotosovih stopala spoznate duše, kao što je Šrila Vjasadeva. Iako je Šukadeva Gosvami bio oslobođena duša od samog dana kada se rodio, ipak je učio Šrimad Bhagavatam od svog čuvenog oca, Vjasadeve, koji je sastavio Šrimad Bhagavatam po uputstvu druge slavne duše, Šrinarade Munija. Gospodin Šri Čaitanja Mahaprabhu je uputio čuvenog Brahmanu da uči Šrimad Bhagavatam od ličnosti Bhagavate. Šrimad Bhagavatam je zasnovan na transcendentalnom imenu, obliku, odlikama, zabavama, pratnji i različitosti uzvišene ličnosti, a ispevao ga je Šrila Vjasadev, inkarnacija božanske ličnosti. Gospodin se zabavlja u društvu svojih čistih bakta, pa se usled toga u ovoj slavnoj knjizi spominju istorijski događaji jer se odnose na Krišnu. Naziva se Brahma Samitam jer je zvučni predstavnik gospodina Krišne, poput Bhagavad Gite. Bhagavad Gita je zvučna inkarnacija Krišne jer ju je ispevao on sam, dok je Šrimad Bhagavatam zvučni predstavnik jer ima za temu njegova dela koje je opisala njegova inkarnacija. Kao što je rečeno na početku ove knjige, predstavlja suštinu vedskog drveta želja i verodostojno obaveštenje o Brahma sutrama, najvišim filozofskim postavkama o Brahmanu. Vjasadev se pojavio na kraju Dvapara Juge kao sin Satyavati, pa zato reč Dvapara Adou ili na kraju Dvapara Juge u ovom kontekstu označava sam početak Kali Juge, pred sam početak Kali Juge. Prema Šila Dživi Gosvamiju, logika ovog izraza je kao kada krošnju drveta nazivamo početkom. Koren drveta je njegov početak, ali je uobičajeno da prvo ugledamo njegovu krošnju. U tom smislu se njegov kraj smatra početkom.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vishnami Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nivase Sasunyavani Gaksatya Devatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gauravacharya Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada makes a very relevant point in this chapter of the
Srila Prabhupada u ovom delu teksta ističe vrlo važnu stvar.
He says you cannot become a medical practitioner just by reading the medical books which are available on the market.
On kaže ne možete postati lekar samo ako čitate knjige o medicini koje su dostupne na tržnici.
You have to go to a school, a university and learn under the guidance of an expert surgeon.
Morate ići na univerzitet i učiti pod vodstvom ekspertnog lekara.
Otherwise you would not be admitted for practice.
Inače vas neće primiti da radite kao lekar.
Imagine you would go to a hospital, you would have some tumor or some cancer, and the people there you would be meeting a doctor who looks like a cigar.
Zamislite ako biste otišli sa rakom kod lekara i sreli doktora koji izgleda kao ciganin.
So he would say, hello, I'm going to operate you.
On bi rekao, zdravo, ja ću te operisati.
So somehow you have a suspicion.
Imate neke sumnje onda.
You ask him, now please, what are your credentials? Where did you learn?
Pitate ga, molim vas, recite mi, gde ste naučili, kako je vaše obrazovanje?
Then he said, once on the free market in Liege, there was someone who sold medical book, and I have learned from there.
On je rekao, jedno mi je u Nišu na pijaci jedan čovjek prodao knjigu o medicini, ja sam učio od njega.
Is that all?
Oni su rekli, a vi kažete, to je sve?
Yes, I know how to cut.
Da, znam kako da sečem.
Of course you would not be very enthusiastic to let him cut your stomach.
Naravno, ne biste bili jako entuzijastični da mu dozvolite da vam seče stomak.
So, in a similar way, no one can actually become a bona fide admitted virtuous just by reading a book.
Na sličan način niko ne može postati vjerodostojan, priznati spiritualista samo čitajući knjigu.
We have to learn the knowledge under the proper guidance.
Moramo učiti znanje pod pravilnim vodstvom.
Because there's much more to it than just some theoretical book knowledge.
Jer ima više od toga nego samo teoretsko znanje iz knjiga. Duhovno znanje možete učiti u 4 škole. Koje se zovu sampradaja i koje postoje od početka kreacije.
Now it is described that, in this Kali Yuga all the schools which have their lineages have become extinct except for one.
Opisano je da ovoj Kali Jugi sve škole, sve sampradaje su nestale osim jedne.
That's Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya.
To je Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya.
And that's the Sampradaya in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared.
I to je sampradaja u kojoj se pojavio Čajtanja Mahaprabhu.
He himself even thought it necessary to accept the spiritual master within the school.
Čak i on sam je smatrao neophodnim da se u okviru te škole prihvati duhovni učitelj.
Even the supreme personality of Godhead insists that the principle of the scholar spiritual school is kept intact.
Čak i svevišnja božanska ličnost insistira da se taj princip škole, duhovne škole, održava.
What you learn from in this school of spiritual life is the practical application of Krishna consciousness.
U školi duhovnog života se uči praktična primjena svjesnosti Krišne.
And that's not always very easy.
I to nije uvek lako.
To know what to do when.
Znati šta raditi i kada uraditi.
Yes, just when you operate, sometimes it's very difficult to know what is the next step.
Na, recimo kada operišete, vrlo je teško znati šta je sljedeći korak.
The surgeons sometimes are faced with very difficult, decisions.
Hirurzi su ponekada suočeni sa vrlo teškim odlukama.
I will give you an example of a problem which can arise.
Daću vam primjer problema koji se može pojaviti.
On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna Arjuna was the general of the Pandavas.
Na bojnom polju Kurukshetre Arjuna je bio general Pandava.
Once it happened that Karna, who fought on the opposite side, severely wounded his older brother.
Jednom se desilo da je Karna, koji se borio sa suprotne strane, ozbiljno ranio svog starijeg brata.
But he did not take his life.
Ali nije mu oduzeo život.
So Yudhishthira was lying in a tent, bleeding with wound feet and had fever.
Yudhishthir je u groznici ležao u šatoru i krvario.
So Arjuna, just to see his brother, left the battlefield.
Arjuna je napustio bojno polje samo da bi video svoga brata.
Now, Yudhishthira thought that could only mean that Arjuna had defeated Karna, because he would never leave the battlefield unless the fight was over.
Yudhishthir je pomislio da to što je Arjuna napustio bojno polje znači da je pobedio Karnu, inače ne bi to nikada učinio.
And when he, Arjuna came to see his brother, Yudhishthir was overjoyed.
Kada je Arjuna došao da vidi svoga brata, Yudhishthir je bio preplavljen radošću.
You have saved us. You have killed this Karna.
Spasio si nas, ubio si Karnu.
So Arjuna said, no, sorry, I've just looked how you are doing.
Arjuna je rekao, ne, žao mi je, ja sam samo došao da vidim kako si ti.
This Yudhishthira who was in fever became insolent.
I Yudhishthir koji je bio u groznici je postao uznemiren.
You weakling, why have you fled the battlefield?
Ti slabiću, zašto si pobeo sa bojnog polja?
Why you should have given your bow, the Gandiva bow, to your brother Bhima, then the war would be over by now.
Tvoj Gandiva luk si trebao dati tvome bratu Bhimi, do sada bi rat bio osvojen.
This Arjuna became very disturbed.
Time se Arjuna jako uznemirio.
Because he had made the vow that whoever tells him he should give up his Gandiva bow, that person he will kill.
Jer on je imao zavet da kome god da svoj Gandiva luk, tu osobu može ubiti.
He sat down and he cried.
On je onda seo i zaplakao.
Because now he had to kill his older brother Yudhishthira.
Jer sada je morao da ubije svog starijeg brata Yudhishthira.
A vow has to be kept, no matter what.
Zavet se mora održati bez obzira na šta, na bilo šta.
Now, he was getting ready to do it.
On se pripremao da to učini sada.
Then Krishna said, "Čekaj."
I Krishna je rekao to.
Yeah. And he said, "You're not duty bound to keep this vow."
I on je rekao, nisi obavezan da ispuniš taj zavet.
And he told Arjuna a story.
I ispričao je Arjuni priču.
Once, Krishna said, there was a saint who had made the vow to always tell the truth.
Jednom je jedan svetac dao zavet da će uvek govoriti istinu.
Now, it so happened that once three people who were in an who were chased by robbers were taking shelter with him.
Jednom se desilo da je da su tri čoveka koji su jurili razbojnici da su našli utočište kod njega.
Please, they said, give us a hiding place because these robbers and killers are behind us.
Molim vas, sakri nas, jer razbojnici i ubice nas prate.
So the saint gave them a place in his hut.
Svetac im je dao jedno mesto u svojoj kolibi.
A little later these robbers came by.
Nešto kasnije su došli ti razbojnici.
Have you seen three people?
Da li si video tri čoveka?
So he was in a very bad situation now.
On je sada bio u vrlo lošoj situaciji.
Should he tell the robbers that his three people were in his hut and in this way become guilty of taking their lives?
Da li da kaže razbojnicima da su ta tri čoveka u njegovoj kolibi i na taj način bude kriv što će njihovi životi biti izgubljeni?
Or should he break his vow, which is very bad?
Ili da prekrši svoj zavet, što je vrlo loše?
Should he lie?
Da li da slaže?
See, in our Western civilization, a lie is nothing.
U našoj zapadnoj civilizaciji laž nije ništa specijalno.
But in the Vedic civilization, one understood that if you lie, you lose sukriti, that is, the benefits which you have accrued due to your pious activities.
Ali u vedskoj civilizaciji, ako neko laže, onda gubi sukriti, dobrobiti od pobožnih delatnosti.
You can see this in the, even today, a person who constantly and repeatedly speaks lies, he loses all his character and integrity.
Možete vidjeti da osoba koja stalno laže gubi svoj karakter i integritet.
But we hear that by the law of karma, such a liar is getting even a very deplorable next birth.
Ali saznajemo da takav lažov dobija vrlo nisko sljedeće rođenje.
So Mandukya Muni did not really know what to do.
Taj mudrac Mandukya Muni nije znao šta da radi.
Finally, after a long time, he decided, I will tell the truth, I will keep my vow.
Konačno, nakon dugog vremena je odlučio, reći ću istinu, održat ću svoj zavet.
Yes, my three ghosts are here.
Da, moja tri gosta su tu.
The robbers went and killed them all.
Razbojnici su ušli i ubili svu trojicu.
So Krishna asked Arjuna, how do you think, what do you think about Mandukya's decision?
I Krishna onda pitao Arjunu, šta misliš o Mandukinoj odluci?
Arjuna understood it.
Arjuna je shvatio poruku priče.
He was in the same situation.
Bio je u istoj situaciji.
And Krishna wanted an answer.
I Krishna je htio odgovor.
And this answer would determine either he would kill his brother or he would break his vow.
Taj odgovor bi odlučio da li da ubije svog brata ili da prekine zavet.
So Arjuna said, I don't know the answer.
Arjuna je rekao, ne znam odgovor.
Then Krishna said, well, you can kill your brother without killing him.
Onda je Krishna rekao, možeš ubiti svog brata bez da ga ubiješ.
Then Arjuna went, Yudhishthira, it was because of you. You could not control your fever to play dice. That's why we came in this predicament. This is why the war started.
Onda je Arjuna počeo da grti Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira, zbog tebe, zato što nisi mogao svoju žudnju za kockom da obuzdaš, zbog toga smo došli u ovu lošu situaciju. Izvinite, izvinite.
I had to hurt you.
Moram da te povredim.
In this way, I have killed you.
Arjuna je rekao, Yudhishthira, izvini, morao sam da te povredim i na taj način sam te ubio.
Without killing you.
A da te nisam ubio.
In this, I have kept my vow intact.
Na taj način sam održao svoj zavet.
So be against him who tells me I should give up my bow.
Da budem protiv one osobe koja mi kaže da ostavim svoj luk.
So how could I kill my brother?
Ali kako sam mogao da ubijem svog brata?
So Krishna had told him what to do.
Krishna mu je rekao šta da radi.
In this situation.
U ovoj situaciji.
From this time on, it is said it is very difficult to know what to do in what situation if you want to have a successful spiritual life.
Odavde možemo vidjeti šta je, kako je vrlo teško odlučiti šta da uradimo u određenoj situaciji ako želimo biti uspješni u duhovnom životu.
This, of course, is a classical example, and most of us won't really, you know, won't touch our heart as deep.
To je naravno klasični primjer i neće duboko pogoditi naše srce. Mogao bih vam dati više savremenih primjera gdje se vidi kako je teško odlučiti šta uraditi. Duhovni život je kao komplikovana operacija. Duša koja je toliko dugo povezana sa materijalnom energijom mora se odlepiti od svoje karme.
Otherwise, if the soul remains in the ties of karma, there's no hope to ever end the cycle of birth and death.
Ako duša ostane zarobljena karmom, onda nema šanse da se oslobodi od kruga rađenja i umiranja. To je najteža i najtragičnija operacija. Stoga vaše duhovno znanje morate učiti ne samo iz knjige, nego u duhovnoj školi. Takva duhovna škola je hram. Ja sam bio vrlo iznenađen sinoć kada sam ušao u ovaj vrlo lepi hram. Jer nisam očekivao tako nešto u Skopju. Bio sam zadivljen. Sve je ovdje, čak i stalak za knjige.
And therefore I decided today to talk a little bit on what is the meaning of a temple.
Stoga sam danas odlučio da govorim o tome šta je značaj templa, značenje templa.
So give you some ideas how you can derive the maximum amount of benefit from coming to a temple.
I da vam objasnim na koji način možete izvući maksimalnu dobrobit tako što dolazite u hram. I kako možete ovaj temple ekspandirati tako da postane transcendentalni univerzum.
The Vedic scriptures know of places which are attached by the lotus feet of Krishna.
Vedski spisi govore o mestima koja su dodirnula Krišnina lotosova stopala.
These places actually do not exist within the material world.
Ta mesta u stvari ne postoje u materijalnom svetu.
They are on the spiritual platform.
Ta mesta su na duhovnom nivou.
They are, so to say, in the spiritual dimension.
Ona su, tako reći, u duhovnoj dimenziji.
And you cannot really reach them by being in material consciousness, that means by being in the material dimension.
I ne možete ih dostići tako što ste u materijalnoj svjesnosti ili u materijalnoj dimenziji.
These are holy places like Vrindavan, Dvaraka, Haritva, and so on and so forth. Where people go in time immemorial to experience the spiritual terrain which is inherited, which is there in this place.
To su sveta mesta kao što su Vrindavan, Dvaraka, Haritva, koje su prožita duhovnom snagom koja se nalazi na takvim mestima.
Just by staying at these places you get purified from your past karma.
Jednostavno ako živite na takvim mestima pročišćavate se od prošle karme.
It is said someone who stays for 14 days in Mathura, you know, Vrindavan, Mathura, he will go back into the spiritual world.
Rečeno je neko ko provede 14 dana u Maturi, to je predao oko Vrindavana, on će otići nazad u duhovni svet.
And anyone who goes to Vrindavan, wonderful Yamuna river is flowing, he has conquered the desert of material existence.
I svako ko ode u Vrindavan na mesto gdje teče divna reka Yamuna, on je pobedio ili prešao pustinju materijalnog postojanja.
Now at the same time it has to be said that you cannot go there just by putting your physical body there.
U isto vrijeme možemo reći da ne možete otići tamo samo svojim fizičkim telom. Jer ono postoji u duhovnoj dimenziji. Da bih to razjasnio, htio bih dati primjer iz savremene fizike.
Imagine our temple would be on the fifth store of this house, of course.
Zamislite da je naš hram na četvrtom ili petom spratu ove zgrade.
Now we would give imagine further. There only knows about two dimensions.
A zamislite za osobu koja samo poznaje dve dimenzije.
This direction and this direction. Yes?
Kao što su dužina i širina.
And you would give him the address of the temple.
Vi biste mu dali adresu hrama.
He would look at the map.
On bi pogledao na mapu.
And he would find the street.
I našao bi ulicu.
What is the name of this ulicu?
Koje ima ove ulice?
Metodija? Mitovski, yes. Metodija Mitovski. He would find Metodija Mitovski on his city map.
On bi našao na gradskoj mapi tu ulicu.
He would even find the number.
I čak i broj.
But because he does not know the third dimension,
ali pošto ne poznaje treću dimenziju,
which is also not on the city map,
a koja također nije na gradskoj mapi,
he would not find the hram.
On ne bi našao hram.
Because all his information is within two dimensions.
Jer sve informacije njegove su u dve dimenzije.
He does not know the art of climbing steps, for instance, which involves a knowledge of reaching the third dimension.
On ne zna da se
height.
On ne zna se penje stepenicama za koje je potrebno znanje o trećoj dimenziji, visini.
So he would arrive at this address.
On bi došao na ovu adresu.
Mitovsko, what was it?
Metodija Mitovski.
Metodija Mitovski. But he would not find the temple.
Ali ne bi našao hram.
Do you understand this?
Da li shvatite to?
So in a similar way, someone who is not in spiritual consciousness can go to a holy place and see nothing.
Na sličan način, onaj ko nije u duhovnoj svjesnosti može otići na sveto mjesto i ništa ne vidjeti.
He will not be able to experience the spiritual atmosphere.
On neće moći da doživi duhovnu atmosferu.
He will not be able to understand anything.
On neće moći ništa da shvati.
So therefore these holy places are an open secret.
Stoga ta sveta mjesta su otvorena tajna.
They are open because everyone can go there.
Ona su otvorena zato što svako može tamo otići.
But they are a secret because not everyone can understand them.
Ali tajne su zato što ih niko ne može shvatiti.
It is since time immemorial people go to these holy places in order to get purified.
Od pradavnih vremena ljudi odlaze na ta sveta mjesta tako da bi se pročistili.
When they are in pure Krishna consciousness, they will be able to even see Krishna's eternal activities taking place within this world on this spiritual dimension of the holy place.
Oni koji su s duhovnoj svjesnosti Krišne, oni će moći da vide kako se Krišine zabave odvijaju na tim svetim mjestima koja su u duhovnoj dimenziji.
But if they are materialists, they will not be able to see the holy place.
Ali ako su materialisti, neće moći da vide sveto mjesto.
And they will be only receiving a very how can I express this, a very small amount of spiritual benefit.
I imaće samo malu duhovnu dobrobit.
Most probably they will engage in offensive activities.
Najvjerovatnije angažovali bi se u uvredljivim aktivnostima.
Like they will quarrel with the residents.
Svađat će se sa stanovnicima.
Or they will engage in material activities.
Ili će se angažovati u materijalnim delatnostima.
At the holy place.
Na svetom mjestu.
And so on and so forth. And they will remain covered with illusion.
I ostaće prekriveni iluzijom.
Now let us move on.
Da idemo dalje sada.
Thank you very much, Emile. Let us move on and we will come to another important aspect.
Idemo dalje i doći ćemo do još jedne važne stvari.
In this world there are different places of residence.
U ovom svetu postoje različita mjesta za stanovanje.
One is the forest,
jedno je šuma,
which has a very good atmosphere,
koja ima vrlo lepu atmosferu,
for spiritual life,
za duhovni život.
Therefore, great saints have always gone through to the forest to live there.
Zato su velike svete ličnosti uvijek odlazile u šumu da žive u njoj.
And then there is the town.
Postoji onda grad.
Grad, huh?
Grad.
In the grad, there is a mode of passion.
U gradu je guna strasti.
All the people who go to the grad, they have material interests to fulfill.
Svi ljudi koji odlaze u grad žele ispuniti neke materijalne interese.
Like yesterday in this beauty show.
Kao izbor mis.
You know, everyone came dressed.
Svako je došao obučen.
In the best Yugoslavian cloth.
U najbolju jugoslavensku odeću.
And they all had spent maybe several hours before the mirror.
I možda su proveli svi nekoliko sati pred ogledalom.
The hair was washed.
O, kosu su obrali.
And nice perfumes.
I stavili parfeme.
And in this way they came to the ball of illusion.
Na taj način su došli do iluzije.
And they're engaging themselves in, you know, looking for the most beautiful woman.
I tražili su najlepšu ženu.
This is passion.
To je strast.
A devotee prays, my dear Lord, I have danced enough on this ball of illusion.
Bhakta moli gospodina, dragi moj gospodine, ja sam dovoljno plesao na ovoj iluziji.
I had a garland of sense gratification around my neck.
Oko svog vrata sam imao venac šumnog uživanja.
And the perfume of greed.
I parfem pohlepe.
I was walking down the steps of bad association into the pacho.
And
around my head I had a turban of self-deception.
I oko glave sam imao turban samoobmane.
I danced and danced without an end.
Plesao sam I plesao bez kraja.
The drum which was beating to this dance was the drum of illusion.
Bubanj koji je davao ritam je bio bubanj iluzije.
But now I have danced enough.
Ali sada sam dosta plesao.
I do not I want to ask you for your milost.
Tražim tvoju milost sada.
Please destroy this dance of illusion.
Molim te uništi taj ples iluzije.
And take me to your lotus feet.
I uzmi me do svojih lotusovih stopala.
So this is the mode of passion.
To je guna strasti.
One does therefore for spiritual life, one does not want to live in the city.
I osoba onda ne želi da živi u gradu ako želi da praktikuje duhovni život.
And then there are within the cities there are bars and so on.
U gradovima postoje barovi.
To live there means to live in the mode of ignorance.
Živjeti tamo znači živjeti u guni neznanja.
So you can see there are different atmospheres in this world.
Možete vidjeti da postoje različite atmosfere.
When you come from the forest into the bar, you will see it's a very great difference in atmosphere.
Kada iz šume odete u bar, vidjet ćete da postoje velika razlika u atmosferi.
In the forest, it will be easy for you to concentrate on your chanting of Brahman.
U šumi će biti lakše za vas da se skoncentrišete na vaše mantranje krugova.
But in the bar, you will just have to fix your attention that no one, puts this beer over you.
Ali u baru ćete morati da usredsredite svoju pažnju na to da vam niko ne sipa pivo na glavu.
And it smells very bad.
I ono smrdi.
Yes. So, different modes of nature.
Različite gune prirode.
You can also see this when you come to Skopje. Skopje is more in the mode of ignorance.
To možete također vidjeti kad dođete u Skopje. Skopje je više u guni neznanja.
Because general people are attracted to ignorant activities.
Jer su ljudi privučeni neukim aktivnostima.
There's a wonderful village in the mountains where everyone prays to God when they wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning is more in the mode of goodness.
Dok je divno selo
na planini gdje ljudi svi ustaju u 4 sata i mole se Bogu je više od Guni Vrline.
So the point here is that the atmosphere is deciding your consciousness.
Poenta je da atmosfera odlučuje o vašoj svjesnosti, utječe na vašu svjesnost.
Our friends of Krishna and our devotees therefore have to learn one simple art.
Stoga naši bhakte i prijatelji Krishne trebaju naučiti jednu jednostavnu umjetnost.
To always live in a spiritual atmosphere.
Da uvijek žive u duhovnoj atmosferi.
This spiritual atmosphere can be created by certain activities.
Ta duhovna atmosfera se može stvoriti određenim djelatnostima.
One is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
A jedno je mantranje i pevanje Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Like I was seeing yesterday in the program when we chanted so enthusiastically, people were getting influenced by the atmosphere.
Kao što smo jučer vidjeli na programu, kad smo entuzijastično pevali, na ljude je utjecala ta atmosfera.
I saw one man who looked like the incarnation of Tamagun.
Vidio sam jednog čovjeka koji je izgledao kao inkarnacija Tamagune.
And first he looked, then he was going.
Prvo je gledao sumnjičavo, onda je počeo da tapše.
Because the atmosphere had changed his consciousness.
Jer atmosfera je promijenila njegovu svjesnost.
So if you want to always be in a spiritual atmosphere, you must do something.
Ako želite biti uvijek u duhovnoj atmosferi, morate učiniti nešto.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Mantrati, pevati Hare Krishna.
Every day.
Svaki dan.
Never leave a day out when you do not create the spiritual sound vibration.
Nikada ne propustite ni jedan dan kada ne stvorite atmosferu duhovnom zvučnom vibracijom.
And read in the books of spiritual knowledge.
I čitajte knjige duhovnog znanja.
But not like a passive reader.
Ali ne kao pasivan čitalac.
Be active.
Budite aktivni.
Find out the instructions which will help you.
Pronađite uputstva koja će vam pomoći.
And all of a sudden you will have the feeling that Krishna is talking through the ink of the sprayed on the paper to you.
I izgleda ćete imati osjećaj da Krishna govori kroz slova koja su na papiru.
You will actually reach a wonderful dimension.
Doći ćete divnu dimenziju.
Eat prasadam.
Jedite prasadam.
Don't wait for can you not wait for 5 minutes?
Zar ne možete sačekati 5 minuta?
To spiritualize the food?
Da spiritualizujete hranu?
By offering it to Krishna?
Tako što je ponuditi Krishna?
Of course we can do this.
Naravno da to možemo učiniti.
And have association.
I družite se.
By associating with devotees.
Družeći se sa bhaktama.
And friends of Lord Krishna.
I prijateljima gospodina Krishna.
And Goran.
I Goranom.
We can discuss the spiritual subject matter.
Možemo diskutovati o duhovnim temama.
Therefore here in our temple we should have regular lectures.
Stoga u ovom hramu trebamo imati redovne lekcije.
These lectures will show us a path from the material world into the spiritual dimension.
Te lekcije će nam pokazati put iz materijalnog svijeta u duhovnu dimenziju.
Yes, and now therefore, see, someone who can create a spiritual place, no, a spiritual atmosphere, he is definitely on the spiritual dimension wherever he goes.
Neko ko može stvoriti duhovnu atmosferu, on je zasigurno u duhovnoj dimenziji gdje god ide.
Therefore it is said that a true Vaishnava is a holy place, a walking holy place.
Stoga je rečeno da je pravi Vaishnava hodajući je sveto mjesto.
Because you understand, he is on the spiritual dimension.
Jer je u duhovnoj dimenziji.
And by meeting him, you are also uplifted.
I kada sretnete njega, vi ćete također biti uzdignuti.
Because the spiritual qualities within his heart will go into your heart.
Jer duhovne kvalitete iz njegovog srca će ući u vaše srce.
It's like an infection.
To je kao infekcija.
A person who has a very high degree of disease in his blood, when he coughs, that everyone is getting it also.
Osoba koja je jako bolesno zaražena u krvi, kada kašlje, drugi isto dobiju to.
So a devotee is spiritually infectious.
Bhakta je duhovno zarazan.
One becomes amazed.
Osoba postaje zapanjena.
Now we are talking about temple and a holy place.
Sada govorimo o hramu i svetom mjestu.
In the scriptures it is actually said that you will be glad to hear, wherever devotee lives, that is a holy place.
Biće vam drago da čujete da je u spisima rečeno da gdje god bhakta živi, tu je sveto mjesto.
This is not an esoteric thing.
To nije esoterična stvar.
It's very practical.
To je vrlo praktična stvar.
Because the devotee will create a spiritual atmosphere.
Jer će bhakta stvoriti duhovnu atmosferu.
And this spiritual atmosphere attracts Krishna.
Ta duhovna atmosfera privlači Krishnu.
Krishna takes his seat in the heart of a devotee which is full with the spiritual atmosphere.
Krishna uzima seme koje je u srcu bhakte, koje je puno duhovne atmosfere.
See, it's just like if you would hear now some people talk about you.
Recimo, ako biste čuli da neki ljudi govore o vama.
Imagine you would hear at the football stadium they talk about you, Goran.
Zamisli, Gorane, da na fudbalskom stadionu govore o tebi.
They talk already since 15 minutes only about Goran.
Već 15 minuta govore samo o Goranu.
Wouldn't you be interested to know what's going on?
Zar ne bi bio zainteresovan da saznaš šta govore?
You would carefully go there.
I pažljivo bi se približio njima.
Oh, Goran is so good.
Oh, Goran je tako dobar.
He even knows cooking.
Čak zna i da kuva.
And drilling.
I da buši zube.
Buši zube, yeah. And you would feel attracted.
I osjećao bi se privučenim.
In a similar way, Krishna is attracted when his devotees talk about him.
Na sličan način, Krishna je privučen kada njegovi bhakte govore o njemu.
Or chant his holy name.
Ili pevaju njegovo sveto
ime. He says he is not in the Vaikuntha planets.
On kaže da se ne nalazi na planetama Vaikunte.
He is also not in the heart of the mystic yogis.
Niti u srcima mističnih yogija.
But he is there where his devotees meet and talk.
Već tamo gdje se njegovi bhakte okupljaju i razgovaraju.
And wherever Krishna is, the spiritual atmosphere goes.
I gdje god se nalazi Krishna, stvara se duhovna atmosfera.
You do not need a place in India.
Ne treba vam mjesto u Indiji.
You don't need a big marble building.
Ne treba vam velika zgrada od mermera.
You can have a room even which is half the size of this.
Možete imati sobu koja je čak upola manja od ove.
This is a great luxury room.
Ovo je luksuzna soba.
It's even bigger than our Sumatovačka table room.
Ovo je veće od hramske sobe u Sumatovačkoj.
Yeah. Very good to do. You only need to create a spiritual atmosphere.
Samo je potrebno da stvorite duhovnu atmosferu.
So a spiritual atmosphere can be created by ceremonies.
Duhovna atmosfera se može stvoriti ceremonijama.
Like you should learn how to make an aratic ceremony by which you can greet Krishna.
Trebate naučiti kako da radite aratic ceremoniju pomoću koje možete obožavati Krishnu.
That's a ceremony where you offer all the material elements back to Krishna.
To je ceremonija u kojoj se svi materijalni elementi nude nazad Krishni.
By incense, flowers, and so on.
Mirisne štapiće, sveće i tako dalje.
Then there should be regular readings.
Zatim redovno čitanje.
And enthusiastic kirtans.
Entuzijastični kirtani.
You should all learn to play an instrument.
Svi trebate naučiti da svirate instrumente.
And later so many activities can take place from here.
I kasnije od tog nivoa se može razviti toliko puno delatnosti.
For Yugoslavia is in an economic disaster.
Jugoslavija je u ekonomskoj krizi. Ili rasulu.
Yes. What we could do is make a prasadam program.
Ono što možemo učiniti je da napravimo program deljenja prasadama.
Bake prasadam bread.
Peći hleb prasadam.
Which everyone, bread everyone needs to eat.
Svima treba hleb da jedu.
Sell it.
Prodavati.
Have a little shop somewhere.
Imati negde malu prodavnicu.
See, eating is the most basic activity of the human being.
Jedenje je najosnovnija delatnost ljudskog bića.
That's what he has to do every day.
On to mora raditi svaki dan.
If he is not a yogi.
Ako nije yogi.
So we have by somehow entering into this eating with spiritual food, we can help the people.
ako u taj svet jedenja uđemo sa duhovnom hranom, možemo pomoći ljudima.
If they eat a little prasadam, their life will change.
Ako pojedu nešto prasadama, njihov život će se promeniti.
So there are many ideas how to do this, but how to organize this, but I do not want to talk about this in the philosophical lecture.
Ima puno načina da se to uradi, ali ne želim na filozofskoj lekciji govoriti o tome.
Now, if we can manage to always be in this spiritual atmosphere, our life will be an ecstatic dance back home, back to Godhead.
Ako možemo urediti da uvijek budemo u duhovnoj atmosferi, naš život može biti ekstatični ples u kojem idemo nazad kući Bogu.
We can glorify Krishna.
Možemo slaviti Krishnu.
Very simple, just chant Hare Krishna.
Vrlo jednostavno, jednostavno pevajte Hare Krishna.
And I know the Yugoslavian people are very musically inclined.
I znam da su Jugosloveni vrlo naklonjeni muzici.
So you can, I'm sure you will like a certain music, certain melodies.
Sigurno sam da će vam se dopasti određene melodije.
So you can sing these melodies.
I možete pevati te melodije.
Like in our Beograd temple, there are few bhaktas who sing all day.
Kao što u našem beogradskom hramu ima nekoliko bhakta koji ceo dan pevaju.
They were always in the spiritual atmosphere.
Uvijek su u duhovnoj atmosferi.
Because Krishna is with, is on their tongues.
Jer Krishna je na njihovim jezicima.
And then you can make the vow to only eat offered food.
I možete dati zavet da jedete samo ponuđenu hranu.
Krishna appears in that food which is offered to him.
Krishna se pojavljuje u hrani koja je njemu ponuđena.
Again the spiritual atmosphere is there.
I ponovo je tu duhovna atmosfera.
And you can do some slujba for Krishna.
I možete uraditi neku službu za Krishna.
Like I was very impressed, all of you made such nice arrangements for yesterday's program.
Ja sam bio impresioniran kako ste lepe aranžmane napravili za jučerašnji program.
We should have many more of such programs.
Trebamo da imamo puno više takvih programa.
Give something valuable to this people.
Dati nešto vredno.
Spiritual dimension.
Vrežeće u duhovnoj dimenziji.
You have nothing to do with the material activities.
Gde nemate ništa zajedničko sa materijalnim delatnostima.
You will see more and more how your karma stops.
Vidjet ćete sve više i više kako se vaša karma smanjuje.
You become a free person.
Postat ćete slobodna osoba.
Every step.
Sve više i više svakim korakom.
So, Hare Krishna, I want to end here more or less. I'm very thankful that you could all come, although you must have gone to bed very late yesterday.
Želim završiti ovdje sa lekcijom i puno vam se zahvaljam što ste došli, iako ste možda kasno legli sinoć.
Tomorrow morning we will also have a lecture like this.
Sutra ujutro ćemo također imati ovakvu lekciju.
But it must start a little earlier.
Ali ona mora započeti malo ranije.
Because we have to go to Sarajevo.
Jer moramo putovati u Sarajevo.
And we don't have an UFO.
Nemamo neidentifikovane leteće objekte.
To go. So, do you have any questions?
Da li imate pitanja? When the lecture will start in the morning.
In the morning, I thought at 8 o'clock.
What's the time?
Sharp.
Touch was.
Yeah. Not exactly. Not like devotee 8 o'clock.
Nekao 8 sati po baktama.
Yeah, baktas have always flexible time.
Bhakti imaju uvek flexibilno vreme, elastično vreme.
We have to go, we have to actually be there for the Sunday program.
Moramo tamo stići za nedeljni nedeljni program.
The spiritual world is manifested by Krishna's internal energy.
Duhovni svet manifestuje Krishna unutrašnja energija.
Just like here, things are manifested by the material energy.
Kao što ovdje manifestuje stvari Krishna materijalna energija.
Earth, water, fire, and so on. The spiritual world is manifested by a spiritual energy.
zemlja, voda, vatra su ovdje prisutni, tako duhovni svijet manifestuje duhovna energija.
The qualities of this spiritual energy are eternality.
Odlike te duhovne energije su večnost.
Everything there is eternal in existence.
Sve tamo večno postoji.
Even a rose does not come under the influence of time and wither away.
Čak i na ružu ne utiče vreme i ona ne uvene.
So everything there is full of knowledge.
Sve tamo je puno znanja.
You know what is your spiritual, what is your eternal relationship to Krishna.
I znate šta je vaš večni duhovni odnos sa Krishnom.
It's not like here where we try to understand who we are.
Nije kao ovdje gdje pokušavamo da shvatimo ko smo mi.
There you know.
Tamo to znate.
Yes. And there is an unending amount of bliss.
I postoji neograničeno blaženstvo.
The atmosphere is filled with that.
Atmosfera je ispunjena sa tim.
And filled with transcendental love.
I sa transcendentalnom ljubavlju.
This is Krishna's, due to Krishna's energy.
To je zahvaljujući Krishna energiji.
The internal energy,
unutrašnja energija,
which has these three aspects.
Koja ima ta tri aspekta.
Internal, you said internal, right?
Unutrašnja.
Yeah. Eternality, knowledge and bliss. Huh?
Koja ima tri aspekta, večnost, znanje i blaženstvo.
So there are many activities.
Postoje i mnogobrojne delatnosti.
But these activities also are completely different than ours.
Ali te aktivnosti se potpuno razlikuju od naših.
Here a person becomes active due to self-centered desires.
Ovdje osoba postaje aktivna zbog sebičnih želja.
Due to his ego.
Zbog ega.
But there all activities are meant to please Krishna.
Ali tamo sve delatnosti služe da se zadovolji Krishna.
And by pleasing Krishna, you get great satisfaction.
I zadovoljavajući Krishnu, vi dobijete veliko zadovoljstvo.
You can only be satisfied when you stop thinking how you can be satisfied.
Možete samo biti zadovoljni kada prestanete da mislite na to kako ćete biti zadovoljni.
Because as long as you have these material desires, you will be a slave of them.
Jer sve dok imate materijalne želje, bit ćete njihov rob.
In the spiritual world, you just want to please Krishna.
U duhovnom svijetu samo želite zadovoljiti Krishnu.
It's like giving water on the root of a tree. All the leaves are energized.
Kad se zaliva koren drveta, svi listovi dobiju energiju.
In the same way, when you give your endeavors to Krishna, you are also satisfied, just like the leaves.
Na isti način, kad se potrudite da zadovoljite Krishnu, i vi ste zadovoljni kao lišće.
So many activities are done there in service to Krishna.
Tamo se odvijaju mnoge delatnosti u službi Krishne.
Now you may think, well, if everyone does so, then Krishna is always busy.
Možete pomisliti, ako svi tako rade, onda je Krishna uvijek zauzet.
But Krishna is, and he won't have time for me.
I neće imati vremena za mene.
To accept my slujba.
Da prihvati moju službu.
But he is not like a materialistic material person who is limited.
On nije ograničen na materialistička osoba.
In Krishna book it is described that there were these millions of cowherd boys together with Krishna eating.
U pričama o Nandivnijem je opisano kako milioni dečaka pastira su jeli sa Krishna.
And some were saying to Krishna, now I give you a slatki kuglica and you give me an apple.
Neki su rekli Krishni, daću ti slatku kuglicu, a ti mi daj jabuku.
So Krishna had this kind of exchanges with everyone.
Krishna je na taj način imao razmenu ljubavi sa svakim.
At the same time.
U isto vreme.
He is not, in other words, he was not limited to a few.
Drugim rečima, on nije bio ograničen na nekoliko.
But everyone has the feeling he's just with me.
Jer svako ima osjećaj, on je baš sa mnom.
That's what happens in the spiritual world. You are just together with Krishna.
To se dešava u duhovnom svetu. Vi ste baš zajedno sa Krishnom.
Now you will say, well, that might become boring after some time.
Onda možete reći, ali to može postati dosadno nakon nekog vremena.
Because in this world we have the experience that everything we do, if we do it for a longer amount of time, it becomes boring and even painful.
Jer u ovom svijetu imamo iskustvo da što god radimo postane, nakon što radimo duže vrijeme, postane dosadno i čak bolno.
What do you like to eat the best, Varan?
Korene, šta najviše voliš da jedeš?
Simply, this is slati kuklica, yes. Now imagine you eat 10 simplies.
Zamisli da pojedeš 10 slati kuklica.
Still you're very enthusiastic.
Još uvijek si vrlo entuzijastičan.
Then we bring another 10 simplies.
Onda zanesemo još 10 kuklica.
And you eat the next 10.
I ti pojedeš tih sljedećih 10.
At the end, you feel a little not so comfortable any longer.
Na kraju se ne osjećaš baš tako prijatno.
But anyways, you like slatki kuklica, we bring another tablet with 10
ali
for you.
Ali voliš slatke kuklice i donesemo ti još 10.
And because you think, well, they are so good, you eat another 10.
I pošto misliš da su jako ukusne, onda pojedeš još 10.
After some time we will have to bring you to the hospital.
Nakon nekog vremena morat ćemo da dovedemo u bolnicu.
Because every material activity, even the one which you like, if you do it over a long term, it is either boring or it destroys you.
Jer svaki no, u velikoj meri radiš, ona je posadna ili te uništi.
But Krishna consciousness is not like that.
Ali svjesnost Krishna nije tako.
And your service to Krishna or your relationship to Krishna also not.
I svoje, tvoja služba za Krishna ili tvoj odnos sa Krishna također nije tako.
And then there are these wonderful activities with Krishna.
I postoje divne djelatnosti sa Krishnom.
Which take care under the influence of the divine energy.
Koje se odvijaju pod utjecajem božanske energije.
When Krishna, which creates ideal circumstances.
Koja stvara idealne okolnosti.
When Krishna wanted to dance, for instance, he told his energy, make the arrangements.
Kada je Krishna na primjer želeo da pleše, on je rekao svojoj energiji napravi aranžmane za to.
And the energy made the arrangement that all the seasons were present at the same time.
Energija je napravila aranžmane da su sva godišnja doba bila prisutna u isto vrijeme.
So Krishna walked through a beautiful summer.
Krishna je hodao kroz divno leto.
Then he went into an autumn when he liked.
Zatim je prošao kroz jesen.
The winter.
Kroz zimu.
Everything was present.
Sve je bilo prisutno.
And anyways, there are many, many wonderful things going on there.
U duhovnom svijetu se odvija puno divnih stvari.
But for this, for us it is long enough, there is everything we want.
Ali za nas je dovoljno da znamo da je tamo sve što mi želimo.
Why are we so desirous and why are we never satisfied with this material world?
Zašto smo toliko puni želje i nikad zadovoljni sa ovim materijalnim svijetom?
Because we know the perfect world.
Zato što poznajemo savršeni svijet.
Sometimes people think, oh, you are just building a dream reality.
Ponekad ljudi misle vi samo stvarate stvarnost koja je san.
Which is an answer to all your frustration.
Koja je odgovor na svu vašu frustraciju.
All your friends of Lord Krishna, you cannot really function in this world.
Svi vi prijatelji gospodina Krišna ne možete zaista funkcionisati u ovom svetu.
Therefore you believe in some mystical god.
Stoga verujete u nekog mističnog boga.
Who performs wonders.
Koji čini čuda.
And you project your hopes on him.
I projektujete vaše nade u njemu.
Now you will never invite me to Skopje again.
Sada me više nikad nećete pozvati u Skopje.
Now I have talked like a demon.
Sada sam govorio kao demon.
I did this with full intention.
Ja sam to uradio namjerno.
Because I want you to think deeply about this question.
Ja bih htio da duboko razmislite o tom pitanju.
I would say this is a very foolish accusation.
Ja bih rekao da je to vrlo budalasta osuda.
See, if we are hungry,
ako smo gladni,
and we take food,
i uzimamo hranu,
is this because we cannot, because we are living a foolish imagination that food will help us?
Da li je to zato što živimo budalasta imaginacije da će nam hrana pomoći?
Or if we are thirsty,
ili ako smo žedni,
and we want water,
i želimo vodu,
is this because we are psychologically deranged?
Da li je zato što smo psihološki deranžirani?
Because we cannot this water is like a crutch for us, it's an emotional crutch so that we can go on.
Jer je voda za nas emocionalna štaka, tako da možemo ići sa njom.
No.
Ne.
It's the most natural thing to eat when you are hungry.
To je najprirodnija stvar da se jede kada je gladan neko.
And the most natural thing to drink when you are thirsty.
I najprirodnija stvar da se pije kada je neko žedan.
And you only want food because you not because you're emotionally a little loody you want it because you have the experience that food will help me when I have this feeling in the stomach or
I vi želite hranu ne zato što ste malo emocionalno ludi, nego zato što imate iskustva da vam hrana pomaže kada je stavite u stomak.
You have the experience that water quenches your thirst.
Imate iskustvo da voda utaže vašu žeđ.
That's why you want it.
Zato i želite.
Nothing wrong with desiring water when you are thirsty or desiring food when you are hungry.
Nije loše želiti vodu kad smo žedni ili hranu kad smo gladni.
So the desire to go to the spiritual world, hear about the spiritual world, it's natural.
Želja da se ide u duhovni svet i da se sluša o duhovnom svetu je prirodno.
Because somewhere we have the faint idea that this will help.
Jer negde